Beginning is chanting.
Начало это повторение.
Middle is chanting.
Середина тоже повторение.
End is chanting.
И конец тоже повторение.
Then everything else will fall in place.
Тогда все будет как бы, ну как сказать, успешно.
Nine processes of devotional service.
Есть 9 процессов преданного
служения. The first is hearing and chanting.
Первое слушание.
That's usually simultaneous. If you chant, you hear.
Повторять и слушать.
Someone asked Prabhupada, I have trouble control my mind when I chant.
Когда один преданный ученик спросил Прабхупаду, когда я повторяю, говорит, у меня ум беспокойство
мое. And Prabhupada kept saying what?
И когда Прабхупада сказал что?
So devotees thought he didn't hear, so they said, Prabhupada, he says he can't control his mind when he's chanting.
И что он не может сосредоточиться, но что Прабхупада ответил?
Prabhupada said, what? What's the difficulty? You chant with your tongue, you hear with your ears. What do you care about the mind?
Какая, говорит, трудность повторять твоим языком? При чем тут, говорит, твой ум? Ты языком-то можешь повторять?
В чем проблема? Повторяй и слушаешь своими ушами.
Да. Ты повторяешь и слушаешь.
The hearing, chanting, worshiping, becoming friends, serving the deity, servitude. So, but you can do all of those things simply by chanting.
И эти все вещи они включаются в повторение.
But we do the other things.
Да.
Try to keep busy with one of those things.
И как бы попытайся занять себя.
Shravana, kirtana, smarana, remembering, chant. And hear about Krishna, you'll remember
Krishna.
Pada Shavana, worship the lotus feet of
поклонение лотосным стопам Господа.
Servant to Krishna.
Служить Кришне.
Friend of
Krishna. Другом Кришне.
And then surrendering everything.
Ждать все ему.
So that the Shravanam, that's especially Parikshit Maharaj, he heard about Krishna.
Parikshit Maharaj, успел слушанием. Он слушал Шримад Бхагаватам.
7 days.
7 дней.
Nights also.
7 дней ночей.
Then chanting.
И тем повторением.
That was Sukadeva Goswami who was talking to him.
И Шукадева Госвами, который разговаривал с ним.
Remembering his Prahlad, he just remembered Krishna even though he was being tortured.
Помнил его, памятованием достиг замешенства.
Pada Sevanam, the goddess of fortune. She's serving the lotus feet, Lakshmi.
Служение лотосным стопам Лакшми, богиня Лакшми.
Prithu Maharaj was worshiping the deity.
Prithu Maharaj поклонялся божествам.
And Hanuman is a servant.
Hanuman это слуга Господа.
Most famous.
Рама, самый известный слуга Господа Рама.
Arjuna was a friend of Krishna.
Arjuna был другом Кришны.
And Bali Maharaj gave up everything.
А Бали Махарадж все пожертвовал.
So that's those are the
Бали Махарадж.
Nine things. But chanting is always there, no matter what else you're doing.
И повторение это самый легкий способ в преданном служении.
So that's why we just tell everybody chant. That's why we have a lot of kirtan.
Kirtan не можно
вот. Some people are very, you know, inclined to philosophy. They can study, but most people, and when you understand the philosophy, then you just want to chant all the time.
Некоторые люди склонны к философии, но самая важная вещь в этом это как бы повторение, не сама философия, а повторение намного важнее.
Krishna says, when one knows me in full as the supreme personality of Godhead, without doubting.
Кришна говорит, если без сомнения меня кто-то знает полностью,
No doubting, because that's why we'll be chanting, but then we'll think, well, maybe, you know, I should do something else, maybe I should go here or there, then we doubt, maybe this is not the perfect activity.
Мы думаем, что, может быть, когда мы повторяем, это не совершенная занятость служения, может что-то другое делать, сомнения.
Arjuna said, Krishna, these doubts are like demons, only you can destroy them.
И как бы Кришна сказал Арджуне, говорит, сомнения, они как враги, надо разрушить, уничтожить их врагов.
Arjuna was thinking, I shouldn't do what Krishna says.
Арджуна думал, я не могу делать то, что Кришна говорит.
Krishna wants me to kill, but I think it's better
Krishna
not.
Кришна хочет, чтобы я убивал, но я не хочу убивать.
But then Krishna
сомнения, демоны сомнения. Да,
and Krishna says in chapter 7, verse 1,
Krishna
says, now I'll teach you how to have a real beyond taste. Asakti. Asamsayam. Asamagram. Free from doubt.
Пути, как бы освободиться
and
от сомнений.
Teaches, you know, about himself.
И он учит своим
teaches about the material world.
О материальном мире учит.
And then he goes into the whole thing of how to serve him. The Bhagavad Gita teaches us everything, and just keep reading it.
Bhagavad Gita, он все всему обучает и просто продолжает читать Bhagavad Gita.
Then, because when one knows him as free from doubt, then they'll render service uninterrupted.
И кто свободен от сомнений, он отдает служение как бы unconditional, как и затем
Krishna says they'll become wise and all his endeavors will be successful.
Затем Кришна говорит, ты станешь мудрым и все твои попытки станут успешными.
So we need to hear about Krishna.
И когда мы слушаем о Кришне,
there's no one like Krishna.
Нет никого, как Кришна, великий.
Like you ask him how he's not affected by the moons, because he's the creator of the moon, he's the director.
Как вопрос задавался, как он не затрагивается. Он создатель этих дум, природы, страсти, невежества и добродетели.
Why we come to the material world? Just why is there people in the prison?
Почему мы приходим в этот мир?
Not that, you know, they could be outside living, but they wanted to be criminal, to be in the prison. So some of us wanted to get away from prison. There's no reason. Nobody can understand why, but sometimes
we do. Понять, почему мы уходим от Кришны. Кришна хочет, чтобы каждый вернулся к нему домой.
So the material world is a comparison like a spider.
Материальный мир как бы сравнение с пауком, по-моему, если я не ошибаюсь.
Spider makes a web, right?
Паук делает сеть.
So any insect that touches that web gets stuck.
И любое насекомое, которое прикасается, все он захватывает.
The more they try to get out, the more they get stuck.
И чем больше они пытаются вырваться из этой паутины, тем больше они втягиваются туда. И
but the spider can run all over that.
Паук он может как бы.
And he can take it back.
И он может его забрать назад, проглотить.
So Krishna created the material world.
И Кришна создал материальный мир.
We come in. When we come in, we get stuck.
И когда мы входим, мы начинаем.
And the more we try to get out and struggle, the more we get stuck.
И чем больше начинается, углубляется. Сразу, ну, как бы борьба, да, за это самое, тем больше мы впутываемся.
Krishna can come and go as he pleases. He can take you out if you want.
И Кришна может тебя забрать, если он хочет.
Sometimes the king can just say, let this person out of prison.
И
let him out. But
царь иногда приказывает, вы освободите этого тюремщика, и его освобождают. Да.
So Krishna sees you really surrender to him, he can take you right out.
И Кришна говорит, если кто предается ему, он как бы забирает его, освобождает.
Больше
хочешь выйти потом? Но Кришна может ее забрать сам, флоу забирает.
Поэтому повторяйте, 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 это благословение, о котором мы говорим каждому.
Then if you want to get the real benefit of chanting, you have to give up the sinful activity.
Если ты действительно хочешь получить благословение, ты должна оставить греховную деятельность.
If someone's chanting but they're smoking or drinking.
И если кто-то повторяет, и он курит,
пьет. They're not going to get much benefit to chanting. They'll like it, but then they won't. Then they'll think, oh, it's not so great chanting.
Получат, конечно, благословение меньше.
Distracted. So that's the benediction, and some people don't want that. No, I don't. Why can't I chant and also get drunk? Japan, as somebody was asking him, if the chanting is so great. You say it's so great, it does, then why can't I drink and eat meat and chant and get the same benefit? If it's really that good, why doesn't it work? Very hard to answer such a stupid person. They think that's very intelligent. For the Sahajiya people, they do that. They chant and think, I can
do
anything sinful, but by chanting I counteract it. If you purposely try to do that, you can't cheat Krishna. He's much smarter than us.
Кришну невозможно говорит обмануть. Думая то, что как бы повторяем, ты как бы
все понятно.
Get away from it, but they think they
Я слышала, у нас аскетичный гуру. И что ему дают аскетизм?
Спросил Махараджа, как вы ощущаете Кришну? Как вы сами ощущаете связь
Кришны?
Как вы и насколько вам помогают ваши
аскезы? В этом.
We tried to go to the fence over here to get to the park, and now they went right into the mega. If he's tall, I hit the wall behind him. I got
through.
The question is, how do you feel the connection with Krishna? And how do the austerities help in you? How the austerities help in you? And
how the what here?
Austerity.
Our austerity is chanting, yes. And following the principles.
Аскеза — это повторять мантру и следовать принципам. But the question is, how
austerity means giving up. Something that you think is pleasurable for a higher purpose.
Что-то, то, что тебе как бы причиняет какие-то беспокойства для высшей цели.
Things that are bad for you. So, our tapasya is not so bad, like you have to stand on one foot for 10 years or something.
И наши тапасы, они не такие плохие, чтобы надо стоять на одной ноге 10 лет в воде или там еще что-то в этом роде.
Keep
Вот это и вот это.
Give up association with non-devotees. Otherwise, if you want to associate with non-devotees all the time, and then you come and chant, but into chanting, you won't get that much from the chanting because you're just thinking, what about my karmic friends? What do they think? How will I explain to them that I went to the Hare Krishna and chanted? I better just stay with them. Then I'll have friends. No. So tapasya is non-different than Krishna. But there's recommended tapasya. This type of austerity, like I heard some Greek monks, they don't take a bath. That's their austerity. That won't help you get to Krishna. You know, people do that kind of thing. They never eat and they get really sick and, you know, they think that's tapasya, but that kind of, that's tamasic tapasya. So the Bhagavad Gita describes in the, in the modes of nature, you have to go
природа описывает как бы аскезы в гуне невежества, страсти и благости.
So it's not unpleasant in tapasya. For the brahmanas, the well for the brahmanas is austerity.
Для брахманов что аскеза?
It becomes peaceful.
Это благословение, да. Богатство, аскеза.
Tapasya is a well for the brahmanas. He doesn't need anything else.
А, тапаси — это богатство у брахмана. Да.
In Japan they have one word shugyo.
Kugyo
means
tapasya. Вот это тоже хочу знать.
But usually that indicates, then there's shugyo, that means tapasya for religious. So, you know, they have all kinds of things, different religions that they do. It's not that you have to suffer, you become more happy. The tapasya is to chant more for us, read the Bhagavad Gita. Maybe your mind wants to just read the newspaper all day. Read Bhagavad Gita.
Еще раз этот за вопрос задать, чтобы, да?
Который?
Как вы чувствуете отношения с Кришной?
Ирина хочет узнать, как Махарадж чувствует связь с Кришной? Чувствует ли он это?
There is a question. How?
Ирина,
the question is, how do you feel the connection when
with how do you feel the connection?
Повторение.
Talk to him.
Mantra.
Listen to him.
Слушать о нем. Вот так я чувствую.
Krishna is a person.
Krishna — личность.
Read Bhagavad Gita.
Читаю Bhagavad Gita.
Talking about himself, he's explaining it.
Он говорит о себе сам в Bhagavad Gita. Как ты можешь его понять?
But we're blocked because, you know, we're
no.
The connection is there as soon as you change it.
No.
Prasadam is Krishna. You feel that, but that we can perceive. But prasadam, okay, but that's Krishna. I'm trying to remember that. It's not just this. Not just some food, it's Krishna.
Krishna.
The devotees, after a while, they don't want to eat bhoga, they just want to eat Krishna. Feel something, because it's Krishna. Everybody knows it's not ordinary food when they eat Krishna. And why? It's because it's Krishna. Yes. I mean, you guys, Russians have unlimited questions, and they're all how can I? You have to chant. If you don't chant, no amount of questions is going to help you. Can I chant? We'll try it.
Если вы не повторяете, говорит, нет смысла, что задавание стольких вопросов. Не повторяйте.
How can I help you?
Вы всегда говорите,
how can I chant? You know this?
Какие качества нужны для того, чтобы стать проповедником?
You know this? That red one?
Night.
So what is the motto they have? All their advertising says the same thing. They put that sign and what do they say?
Night. Everybody's night.
What do they say? There's words under it every time. The same words. What is it? It's stupid if you don't know that. I mean, you've seen it a billion times. You know it's Nike, but what is every Nike ad there has ever been says the same thing. What does it say? What does it say?
Just do it.
Say it loud. Say it in Russian.
Just do it. Просто делайте.
That's how you do it. You just do it. There's no other way to do it. How do you eat? You
нет, have
просто повторяйте. Да, просто повторяйте. Так же, как вы на
экологии. Вы просто открываете рот.
How can I just do it? You have to do it.
How? Как я должен?
If you don't do it, no one can do it for you.
Не делать это, то на нет вообще смысла.
Just do it.
Зачем задавать?
Don't hesitate. The other shoe, Adidas. There is this impossible impossible is Prophet and Fool's word. Prophet was quoting impossible is a word in the Fool's dictionary. I forget his name, but he said many clever things. You have to do it.
Like,
if I try to tell you the taste of honey, I can't do that. You can lick the jar of honey, you can look at it, you can read about it, you know, you can keep it in your pocket, but you never know what it tastes like.
Yeah,
you ask 100 people, they'll all tell you something. You have to open the jar and taste it. So you have to practice chanting and following the principle, associating with the goal. It's so simple. You want to make it so complicated, but it's not there any such thing. It's not any such thing. They have a thing when businessmen they call in the army or in business the KISS principle. KISS. K-I-S-S. It stands for keep it simple, stupid. You know, somebody's trying to make something, keep it simple. Whatever you're going to do, keep it simple. Keep it simple, stupid. Don't try to make it so complicated. Krishna's a person. Just try to please him. How to please him, ask him, the guru will tell you. Chant our name. Krishna says, chant my name. Surrender to me. Just do it. Otherwise, you can't do it. You can't find your way on your own. There's some complicated formulas in it. You just get further and further away from it. Follow your mind and follow the
Krishna.
Chant Hare Krishna, follow the principles, associate with devotees. When we say no meat eating and everything, it really means only prasadam. That's the real meaning. For someone that's just never heard of it before, it means, you know, don't eat meat. But for devotee, it means only prasadam. So automatically, you don't eat meat.
Для других значит, что не ешьте мясо. Что это значит? Для преданных это значит не есть мясо. Это значит покушать только
прасадам. Ничего больше. Yeah, but через прасадам
it's easy. Anyone can eat,
take it. It's easy. Anyone can eat, take it. A few demons, they won't. You even give them prasadam, they won't take. Even they're hungry, they won't.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
The Christians who say that don't eat the Hare Krishna food, you know, they put something in it. They say they put drugs in it. In Africa, they say they put, you know, black magic in it. Because they see people eat prasadam and they start chanting. They're afraid of it. So, you know, we want to offer everything to Krishna, not only our bananas, but everything. The more you give Krishna, the better everything is. He makes everything better. He doesn't take it away and leave. Like the thieves on the train. Yesterday we got on the train and some guy was pushing like anything. Then they ran off just as the door. And they stole Rupa's. They zipped, unzipped. So today when we left that station, the girl said, be very careful to see, look out, watch out, like, because they know that. They should put up signs. They don't want people to think bad about their country. In Japan, in the subway station, they have these signs that say, they have picture signs that show you, you know, don't keep your backpack in the back and put it in the front. They have one, look out for chikan. They spell that in Japanese, you know, and I thought it meant chickens. I want to eat chickens. That's their word for these men that grab the girls on the train. You know, it's so crowded in there. So they tell the girls to be careful. But they put signs up about the seat. They put signs up. This is subway, they don't, you know, they should put signs. They look out for their pictures. They keep your bag. They should have pictures. Make people think, they're trying to make it seem like everything's all right. But it seems to take
advantage. Это самое объявление дается. И даже сайт об этом есть. Просто будьте аккуратны, когда едете в
транспорт.
Держите свои сумки при себе.
The safest place, you know, have some kind of jacket inside.
Да, есть у вас есть определенные пиджаки, в которых внутри.
Pocket on the inside, да?
Да. Туда не могут украсть. Просто нужно быть внимательным, потому что много людей сейчас просто воруют.
Outside, they're experts.
Везде то, что внешнее, они все воруют. То, что внутреннее, они могут.
They have school for pickpockets. They have school in America, pickpocket school, and they study.
В Америке даже есть такая школа, что там преподают, как
воруют. В Америке. I saw when I was young on the television, you know. The guy came that was a big pickpocket, and he just met the host and shook hands, and then you know they talked for. He took from the watch, the necktie, the belt. You know, he took all that stuff. The guy didn't even know.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying. Yesterday they stole Rupas.
Rupas?
Yeah. They unzipped, they pushed and shoved the guy. And they unzipped her bag, and because we were the last, we were getting on at the end right by the door, and that's what they did. They pushed me like anything, and they unzipped my bag, but there was nothing in that.
No, как бы расстегнули там ничего,
и все они were gone.
Some people say they give it to somebody else.
That's what they do. Three or four of them. One takes it, gives it to another one, and even if you catch the one, it
doesn't.
They're very organized.
Yeah. One time I catch.
Mayapur school come during the festival.
They
come to Mayapur during the festival. Don't lie to
me. No, just here.
They come to Mayapur during the festival. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
And Vrindavan is full of thieves.
Vrindavan too.
Because people come with a lot of money, so the thieves. One time one thief, he was in Delhi and he was hearing about Krishna.
Один был случай в Дели, он был вор.
And he heard how this beautiful young boy has so much jewelry. So he thought, I'll go to Vrindavan, I'll find Krishna, and I'll steal his jewels. So he was thinking of Krishna all the time, and he went to Vrindavan, and where is Krishna?
Думала о нем, о, я поеду в Вриндаван.
он поймает его Кришну и с ним
И
он постоянно об этом думал, и он нашел
И
он начал очень красиво с ним разговаривать.
And Krishna said, well, what do you want?
Он говорит, дай мне, пожалуйста, свое украшение.
Krishna said, no, no, I can't. My mother will get angry.
Krishna говорит, я не могу дать, потому что моя мама
So he was trying to say, come on.
Говорит, ну, пожалуйста, дай мне.
Krishna kept saying, no, no, I can't.
Нет, я не могу дать. Мама
But finally the thief became so charmed by Krishna.
No,
So the Brahma Samhita says, Yam Krodha Kama Sahaja. You can approach Krishna by anger, by lust, anyway. But just do it. Just approach Krishna. Any reason someone comes to Krishna is
good.
If they stay around Krishna, then what is
Kubja
wanted Krishna, she wanted to enjoy
Krishna
as a man. She touched his feet and she became completely free of all lust.
Просто дотронувшись однажды до лотосных стоп Кришны, можно очиститься навсегда.
So many devotees, they, you know, they come and they're full of bad habits, but they just chant and they take prasad and
suddenly change. Они просто начинают повторять
свои привычки. Кришна arranges anybody who is sincere and kind.
Кришна организует для всех преданных, которые чистые и
One devotee in Russia before he was a thief go in the house and steal
things.
So he went in one house, upstairs window, and then the people downstairs heard him. So he's running out. And on the table by the window there was a book. He said, well, I got to steal something. And so he took that. There was Bhagavad Gita. So he started reading it, and his wife, and they really liked it. They wanted to quit being thieves. They had other criminals living. They kicked them out.
Потом они оставили криминальную жизнь и стали преданными.
And one day the wife came home with an Isha Punisha.
Жена вернулась уже из воровства с Ишей Панишадой.
She said she was in a very busy place.
Она была в очень-очень большом занятом месте, где очень много людей.
And somebody from far away just came all the way right to her. When someone wants Krishna, he'll make all arrangements. So then you have to take it.
Если кто-то вообще желает этого Кришна, может сделать.
You know about chanting, you know about the
whole.
Then you'll forget all the things you've heard about other things and how maybe Krishna's not God. What if he isn't God? What if I really am this body? Prabhupada, just give this one life anyway.
It's fun.
And if it turns out that
I have another life.
Just try it. One lifetime.
You
want to gamble and bet on Krishna. Everything. The more you give, the better.
Чем больше вы даете Кришне,
because it's all just a heavy burden, the false ego, all the things we think that are ours. We can keep them, but you got to know this is really Krishna, not mine. That's the whole idea. Everything belongs to Krishna. That's the first verse of Ishapanishad. Everything in the universe is owned and controlled by Krishna. Not by me, not by you, not by anybody else. Not by the EU or Krishna. Not by the European Union. Everything belongs to Krishna. He's in control. You got nothing to lose because you don't have it anyway. We don't own anything, really, so what can we give up? You just give up the idea that you own it. That's not easy because we're so attached. My idea, my mind. How can I give that up? It caused me so much suffering. And I can't believe it, you know.
Он говорит, ой, я так привязан, я даже не могу без этого жить.
Just give it up. One devotee I used to travel Sankirtan with. He was a very simple guy. He never read any book until he read Bhagavad Gita. In his life, he didn't read any book.
First book he read was Bhagavad Gita.
And then he was a hippie, he lived up in the mountain, and he just would get his own
feeling.
Somehow, some girl took him to the temple. So he joined. And he would go to distribute books. And he'd just tell people, show them the book and say, this book is really far out. It's far out. Say that if you far out means it's far out. That's a hippie talk. It's just like really, I guess you could say transcendental. It's completely different than anything
else.
So they'd say, okay, because they can't argue with that. Then he'd say, give a donation. They'd say, well, what's it for? What is the donation
for?
He'd say, we're helping everybody. We're helping everybody. And then that's true. But then they would say, well, I only have $20. That's how they try to get out of giving. So most of us would say, well, I'll give you change. Oh, you have 20, I have change. No problem. He would never say that. He'd just say, just give it up. And he was a very renounced person. And they look at him and say, it's only paper, just give it up. And they would. So many times. No tricks, no, you know. We're helping everybody. Nothing like this yoga or it's this or that. You know,
it's far out. Nice, it's very nice.
Because it smoking dope is far out. Yeah, it's far out. Yeah, well, it's far out. Yeah, everything is far out. So they pick up on that. He sold, and no matter where he went, he'd sell so many books. Krishna said some really nice people. He always understood it. But anyway, that's keep it simple.
You know,
just chant Hare Krishna. That's what you have to do. Questions are good. You know, you have doubts. You have to clear up the doubts. Don't keep trying to think of more doubts. Don't use your good brain to think of more doubts. Why I shouldn't be doing this. Then you'll know why you should be doing this. Just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And try to do some service. Serving devotees is the most pleasing to you. Lord Chaitanya said very nicely, he said, Vaishnava Seva Nama Sankirtan. Service to devotees, chanting the holy name. Dui Pabe means just these two things. Shigre means very quick.
Очень быстро.
Shigre. Shiva Pabe, Krishna. You get Krishna's lotus feet.
И тогда мы быстро достигнем лотосных стоп Господа
Кришны. Шри Кришна Чара. You get very quickly Krishna's lotus feet by just two things. Serving devotees and chanting Krishna. Кришна
только благодаря двум вещам. Предлагает свое преданное служение преданным и воспевать святые имена.
Meanwhile, you can do whatever else you have to do in the world.
Конечно, вы должны продолжать делать то, что вы делаете, но
it's no big, complicated, crazy
things. Chant
the names of the Lord and you'll be free.
Yes, это как Джордж Харрисон.
You know that song?
Yes. You don't need a bathroom.
You don't need a horoscope or a microscope to see the message. That's a very realized thing. You don't need a weatherman to see which way the wind is blowing. You don't have to watch the news, the weather report, to know it's raining, right? If you want to know if it's raining in Moscow, then you need to watch it.
Huh?
But what the matter us, it's raining in Moscow. So we just need the holy name. The Lord's waiting. That's what it sounds like. The Lord's waiting to chant and find out. Krishna wants us. He wants you to come.
Он хочет, он желает то, чтобы
you have to come.
И ты должен прийти.
Take the basic instruction, chant the holy
name. Просто примите основу, повторяйте святые имена и предлагайте преданное служение преданным.
And just try to chant more.
И старайтесь воспевать более чисто.
And find some way to serve. There's so many ways you can serve.
И найдите преданного, которого можете предложить свое преданное служение.
Actually, every living entity is a devotee, so you can serve anybody by when you tell other people about chanting, then you get more faith, and then you can chant. That's actually the real answer, the ultimate answer to this. How can we keep the faith? Is preach about the Holy Name. Then you'll get more faith.
А как нам развить веру в том, что надо распространять
Share Krishna with everyone. Krishna doesn't like to be alone with you.
Krishna
likes crowds. He likes a crowd. He likes to be with many devotees.
Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya. Krishna likes to be alone with Radharani or something. Then you have to arrange that. By getting many, many servants. By preaching, by telling others about the Holy Name, you get more. Just like anything. If you teach anything, you learn more about it than by any other way. If you teach any activity, you learn more about that activity than by studying about it or hearing about it or watching it on television. You teach it, you learn more, you remember better. Tell people about Krishna, preach. Distribute books. Tell people the glories of Krishna. You'll see that, you'll get more and more faith. When you have more faith, you'll automatically chant more.
И таким образом
Don't try to keep it a secret. Don't think it's some secret. You can't tell anybody.
Не старайтесь сделать это каким-то секретом. Сделать это секретом. Просто рассказывайте об этом. И таким образом
Krishna is for everyone. All right. International Society for Russian. Thank you very much. This year they had three parikram in Mayapur. They had one for the Bengali Namhatta. That was 2,500. And they had one for the international. That was 1,000. And then they had only Russian. And that was like 800.
How much?
I don't know exactly, but around 800. Almost the same.
8,000.
Almost the same as all the other international. All the devotees from all over the world. The Russian is almost the same number. Communism, Communism made more devotees than anything.
Слышала и видела его фотографии, очень понравился. Ну так, чисто внешне. Мы же его замучили, говорю, спасибо, хоть скажите ему, руки сложите.
Мы тебе говорим, а ты от нас.
Even in Bengal, the villages where there's more communists, they get more devotees from them.
Really, in the village,
well, in Bengal, there's a lot of communism. Now the Communist Party lost some places it's strong communism, and in those places they make more devotees. Because they're telling you it's bad, you can't do it. People want to do it.
Communism, yeah. So Taraswami said it would be better for Greece, for Krishna consciousness, if Greece would become communist 47, 1947.
Because when you tell someone you can't do it, they want to do it. That's why you should never tell children, don't do it, don't do it. Because they'll just, their whole life they're planning, when can I do it? When can I get away with what they
want?
Be positive, chant the holy name. Tell people, you don't have to tell people that there's a story, this is a true story, I don't remember what country, but some devotees went to one country and they didn't speak the language. So they went out and chanting, and then they had a big program on Sunday, and many people came. And they had Kirtan Prasad, they couldn't talk. So then, after a few weeks, the devotee from that country came, and he spoke on the Sunday.
And nobody came.
The next week, nobody came. So they said, what did you tell him? They said, well, I told him the regulative principle. You know, you can't eat meat, you can't have sex. You know.
And everybody says,
but if they just keep chanting, they're going to be happy. They're going to automatically stop. So that's why we promote mostly chanting. But these people are devotees. You have to, you know, know about the problem. Otherwise, the chanting will have less effect. Never had the full effect. Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Where is Nanda?
Yes, yes, yes. Nanda Kumar. Nanda Kumar. Nanda Kumar. Haribo.
Kavichandra Maharaj Ki.
Jai.